It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Lunch Show. Another update episode, if you will, not at one of our regular shows, but thank you for joining us for lunch. Much appreciated. My name's Chad. I'll be your host today. Today's May 29th, 2026. Time's a flying, also known as National Paperclip Day. Yay! That's how stupid these National Day celebrations get. National Paperclip Day. Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever. Another update episode here on our phase two. We're not there yet. I started working on that the other day and had some technical difficulties. So I've got to buy some new equipment. If it's not one thing, it's another. So we are going to get there, though. But just a briefing on some news stories today. This one from Fox. Desert search for Savannah Guthrie's mother uncovers unexpected human remains. So, yeah, I be honest with you, I'll bet that the remains do not belong to her. And it says right here, unexpected. But, you know, people have been buried out in the desert for hundreds of years. I mean, so, look, if you go out into the desert looking, you're probably going to find something. There's a good chance. So that's my prediction. Maybe it's her. I hope not. I hope, obviously, we all hope that she's found alive and, you know, can come home to her family or whatever. But it's not looking at, like, the chances of that are so slim, sadly. This one from Newsmax. Blue Horizon, one of their rockets exploded. Miraculously, no one was injured. How is there not anybody near? This explosion was so gigantic. Supposedly, like, the biggest one since the 50s, you know, with respect to, like, rockets and stuff. But how did, like, is that stuff so sketchy that everyone's like, no way, I'm going to be 5 miles away when this thing launches? Because this explosion was huge. And no one was injured. So I'll be sure to stand clear if, you know, if I ever have an opportunity to witness a rocket take off or whatever, a rocket launch, I should say. But yeah, you should, if you watch the news, you'll see it. I mean, it's unbelievable. The size of the explosion. It's just amazing. And then another one from Newsmax. I woke up to the news that Iran, U.S. and Iran is talking about a deal again. But, you know, at this point, we've heard that several times, so I'm not going to get too excited. It's kind of like the boy who cried wolf. But, you know, we're all praying that they do come to an agreement soon. I mean, but really, we have to stand our ground. They cannot have a nuke. That's all there is to it. That is all there. If that's what this is really about, you know, I have friends that say it's nothing about the nuke that situation. It's all about, I don't know, oil and whatever. But if it is in fact about the nuke, just like our president says it's about, then, you know, we cannot let them have one. We can't, because they've flat out said we're going to wipe U.S. and Israel off the face of the earth. When someone says something like that, you can't let them have the equipment that will achieve that. So, yeah, no, we're not going to let them We'll deal with high gas prices rather than lose an entire city to a nuke job. But so that's where we're at with that. I hope they come to the table and do a deal, for God's sakes. It's just ridiculous. We're going to have to start bombing again. If they don't, what other option is there, you know? But yeah, I'm going to call that the episode. It's another shorty. We're getting closer and closer to phase two, or not two, but the next. I keep calling it phase two, but it's the next phase, and that'll be a picture show where you can see my ugly mug right on screen. So yeah, I'm sure you're real excited. I am excited, and you should be too. It's going to be fun. But I am going to call that the episode. Y'all keep pressing on in your lives. No drinking and driving. And until the next episode, peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.